Hello everyone, my name is Yeye Omileye. Many of you already know me. I'm an initiated priestess, Yeye Oshun and Crown of Oshun. I am also a recognized oracle and embodied energy of the Water Mother, Oshun and Mamaki, by the Kutanla, the Tibetan state medium for the Nechong Oracle. I will explain for those who don't know that Kutanla said Mamaki and Oshun are the same energy. They call Oshun Mamaki, and Mamaki would be called Oshun. In fact, these two mother goddesses have the same symbols and functionality. The recognition of these two names being the same represents the mother deity showing her full face as an international universal mother goddess who is just not specific to one culture, but specific to all, who transverses across race lines and culture lines, who shows us that her waters are one, who takes us beyond the stories of our own colonialism and colonial minds, the stories we've been implanted with. In ancient traditions, it is the mother goddess who rebirths us, who saves us, and gives us renewed wisdom and unity, love, and compassion to the world. For those who don't know, I come from a family of seers from the Caribbean, a long line of seers from my father's side. So I've been doing this work of seeing for a long time, quietly, but recently the messages have been becoming more and more public. The first message I gave that was very public was about 2 years ago. This particular message I received on Sunday, July the 28th, and this is the message I want to speak about. On July the 28th, I fell into a very deep trance, and I haven't had a trance like this in almost 2 years now. I have various levels of trance experience, but some are extremely deep, and this was one of them. In this trance experience, the deity that identified herself was Oshun Mamaki. That is how she referred to herself. Sometimes Oshun comes and says Oshun. Sometimes she comes and says Oshun Mamaki. When she says Oshun Mamaki, she's identifying herself as a unified mother goddess, water goddess. And she's identifying the fact that the message is coming from far and wide within the spirit world. In this message, Oshun said that the mother goddesses and the ancestors are very angry because of the last original peoples being thrown off their lands. Oshun said that these lands are very important to the balance of humanity. She said, when we throw the last original peoples off their lands, then she said, this spells great disaster for for the balance of humanity. She said that the mother goddesses and the ancestors are extremely upset about this, and this will bring no good to humanity. Oshun Mamaki said that because of this upset in the spirit world, and because of humankind's actions in doing this last abuse of the earth, she said that there will be a great splitting of the earth. So a great split will appear in the earth. She said, "Vush, there will be fire." Then she said the earth will shake, 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 shake. And she said then a very big, big tsunami is coming, will come. And she said it will be a very big one. And she described it as a very monstrous tsunami coming. She repeated this several times in the trance. And she said that there will be a lot of suffering because of this. She said the waters will come very big, very big, 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 big. Oshun Mamaki said that she repeated the fact this is happening because of the last peoples being thrown off their lands. She said there's the last abuse of the earth is happening. She said that the Antarctic has melted, and the more it is melting and the more it melts, the mother disappears from the face of the earth. Her energy disappears because her energy is in those waters. Oshun said the Antarctic, all these lands are disappearing and being exploited. These kind of lands, these kind of places. The original peoples being destroyed. Oshun said that the people on earth, they play many times with the spiritual work. She said they jump from one thing to another. They entertain themselves with one thing, then they move on to the next thing. So Oshun Mamaki said there is no consistency a lot of the times, besides with a few people. She said that this spiritual work is very serious and it must be done consistently and with good intent. Oshun said that this disaster that is coming is extremely imminent. That she said it means that it's soon, it will come soon. Oshun Mamaki said, mark her word, when this happens, that she actually brought this prophecy to the world. Oshun said that she wants this prophecy, as she called it, she wants this prophecy and message delivered to as many spiritual leaders as possible and spiritual people who are actually serious about doing ceremony. Oshun requested specifically that this message was delivered also to Kutunla, the state medium of the Nechong Oracle. Oshun requested that this message was checked through divination for its level of accuracy. Oshun insisted on this, and my husband, Chief Olu Anikinikun, Derek Lewis, who is an Ifa initiate and priest, also he was made a chief and also initiated into Egbe, he checked with Ifa divination on the message. The divination confirmed the message to be accurate. Oshun then requested that we send the message to our elder in Nigeria, Chief Abiodun Agbola, who is now the secretary of the International Ifa Council. sorry, the secretary of the International Council of Ifa Religion. He checked the divination and he said that Ifa said the message was 100% accurate. He said Ifa Oracle said that the disaster that Oshun is talking about will come very soon, as Oshun had said. He said the Ifa Oracle said it was urgent that I shared this message and all the things Oshun Mamaki asked to be done in regards to this message. He said the Ifa Oracle said that Oshun Mamaki was delivering this message on behalf of all the ancestors in the world. So he said to me, I had to deliver this message. Oshun also mentioned in this message that she mentioned two specific places. She mentioned Australia. She said Australia is going to have a lot of big natural disasters. She mentioned India and said India will have a variety of disasters. Many of them will be huge floodings. It sounded like it would be bigger than and more extensive than the floodings currently being experienced. In terms of the tsunami, the shaking of the earth, the fire and the splitting of the earth, my husband Olu Derek said the only thing he could think of that would cause this kind of splitting is perhaps a supervolcano going off. I emphasize this is something that Olu Derek said. This was not what Oshun said. This was just us trying to figure out what will cause this level of monster tsunami and a massive split in the earth. Shaking, shaking, and fire, fire. So it's just one thought to contemplate in terms of the message. Oshun said that some places in the world will get cold, cold, cold. And then she said very, very, very cold. And some places will get hot, 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 and very, very, very hot. And we are already experiencing this. But it sounded like this was going to become more extreme. Oshun said that people should check this message in their own cultural way. Oshun said that people should do ceremonies in regards to this message. Oshun said that there should be a big ceremony, whatever that means to individuals, but there should also be at least a monthly ceremony. Oshun said all the different cultures are needed to ensure this disaster does not happen on our earth. Oshun said people who are serious about doing ceremony, that they do their own divine checks to check what would be appropriate to do and if they find this message accurate or not. Oshun says she wanted this released as her official message to the world, which is actually not very often. I receive a trance message where Oshun requests that this is an official release from her specifically. When I received this message, I will be honest, I had no idea what to do with this message, who to give this message to, and who will truly listen to this message. However, after my priest and elder divined on the message, I realized it was important, even if I didn't fully understand the message at the time, or even fully appreciated the message at the time, that I passed this message on. There were various preparations to do in order to release this message, including writing the message up, including getting the audio of the original trance ready. I also had to call Kutunla, the medium, the Tibetan state medium of the Nechong Oracle. By Friday, I called a friend who's my liaison for India, for Kutunla. And auspiciously, my friend said, Kutunla is actually almost in the States. He will be leading a ceremony for 7 days for world peace and harmony. He said you should try your hardest to get to San Francisco. The ceremony he was speaking about is called the Bumsok ceremony. It happens annually. This was on the Friday, and the ceremony was starting on the Sunday. We had no money to get to San Francisco, and I felt frustrated that once again, Mama Oshun Mamaki gave what felt like a mission impossible. I felt frustrated that Kutunla was going to be in San Francisco. He was going to be so close, but yet so far away from us. I felt frustrated at the lack of resources to do this immediately. On direction of Oshun, I swallowed my pride and I put the word out there that I needed help to get to San Francisco. Within a couple of hours, the money miraculously came from an amazing source and woman, and then from a few donations. I give deep gratitude to those who sponsored me to get to San Francisco on time. So I called India on the Friday. I raised the money within a few hours, and I was in San Francisco with Olu by Saturday lunchtime. My head, admittedly, was in a swirl. Everything was moving and happening so fast. I was not 100% sure if Kutunla would be able to see us, but I had called an assistant and he said they would try their best. However, I have to explain that Kutunla leads the Bumsok ceremony for 7 days and it's non-stop prayers for almost 10 hours for the day, with small breaks in between. However, when we got to San Francisco, on Sunday, in one of the longer break periods, Kutunla gave us an audience with him. We delivered the message to him, and after hearing the message, he told us it was auspicious that we were there, because the very thing the message was saying is the very ceremony they were doing. He said they were doing a ceremony to help balance the four elemental mothers and the earth. So the earth will be in balance and to alleviate the darkness and to alleviate the horrendous environmental destructions and the anger of the mothers and ancestors and deities. He explained that they do this ceremony annually. And there are some monasteries that do this ceremony once a month. He completely resonated with the message and said these ceremonies that we need to do for the mothers and for our earth are extremely important in these times. He said they will continue doing their part in terms of doing these ceremonies. Kutunla also said that it was important for people to also understand that part of balancing the mothers was showing kindness, compassion, and tolerance. He said this is a simple message, But he said it's the key to the balance. So part of the message that we are adding on to Oshun's message as she sent us to seek his advice is that we must do ceremony to the four elemental mothers with great urgency and consistency, understanding that the oracles have said that this disaster, in fact, is imminent. And it sounds like it's going to be a very big one that will affect our whole earth. It's important we all do this. I myself, it was very hard to deliver this message. So Kutunla told me to pass the message on to everyone when I passed the main message of Oshun Mamakion. And just to repeat, we must show and try our best to show compassion, kindness, and tolerance. It is something that I say when I say be the ceremony. And even though this is a message that we have heard in different ways over and over again, it is very, very important that in all the traditions, we now do the work to develop the spirit of kindness, compassion, and tolerance, that we develop and focus our intentions on doing deep ceremonial work for the benefit of our earth, especially the splitting of the earth and monstrous tsunami and fire to come. This seems like it's going to be a massive disaster. And as I said, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's for emphasis. As I said, Chief Olu Derek said that the only thing he knows, but it could be something different, is perhaps a super volcano going off. He said will cause that level of destruction. I'm urging, in my deep humbleness and my deep vulnerability in sharing this message, that as many people as possible begin to do your ceremonies and to do them consistently, at least once a month or more, that you do them individually and in small and larger groups. Oshun Mamaki actually said, it's not the number of people, but she said it's about the intent of the people. She said it's better to do ceremony on your own or a small group of people who have a very serious intent to deliver these kind of ceremonies, to do these ceremonies. Even for myself, many times, sometimes it's hard to believe in messages. It's even hard sometimes to believe in my own messages I receive because I'm just a human. But when I receive verification from several sources of the importance of this message and the importance of imminent disasters, then I have to stand up, listen, and obey. In the vulnerability of sharing this message, Oshun reminded me that when we say yes to our journey, we give permission for others to also follow the journey they must follow on behalf of and benefit of all sentient beings. Oshun Mamaki said it's this type of vulnerability that we must all be able to show. We must know that the world will laugh at us because the world has gone away from the sacred, the light, and the good. Not all, but many. But Oshun Mamaki said it is very important to have courage to do our work. It's very important to listen to the deities, she said, rather than that which is commercially ordained. She said the problem with the world is that what we listen to is that which is commercially ordained rather than that which is ordained by the deities. Oshun requested that I actually provide the original trance message for everyone, and therefore we have actually connected to this preamble summary, the original trance message. You may have to play it more than once over in order to understand and hear the message. The message was delivered in a deep state of trance. So many times in trance, the deities will repeat themselves, and sometimes they will be speaking in another language. It's my prayer that we all heed this message in our own ways. I am just Oshun Mamaki's humble messenger. I myself have been asked by Oshun Mamaki to hold a series of ceremonies, which I will do individually and in small groups. And she has asked me to do some other work in relation to this message, which I will do with all earnest. I will continue to deliver this message at the risk of even seeming foolish to others. But it's the risk I'm willing to take on behalf of our great mother and mothers and ancestors. My small ego is nothing compared to alleviating and helping our greater humanity. Thank you so much for listening to this message. Feel free to contact me, yeyeomilee@yeyeoshun.com, if you need any further explanation or you want to have any further discussion on this. Following this message will now be the original trance message. I give thanks and praise to Mama Oshun, Mamaki, to all the great mothers, to the mothers of the fire, waters, earth, air, to the mothers of the four elements. I give thanks to you, to all the deities who guide us here on this earth. May this message of Mama Oshun Mamaki be heard, the one delivered on behalf of the ancestors. I give praise and thanks to you, your humble servant, Yeyeomilee. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Aho Namaste. Om Mani Padme Hum. Ashe.
The mother would be very angry, actually. The mother, the Antarctic, gone, gone, mother gone, the little left, soon, soon, hot, 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 very hot, so hot, so, cold, very cold, 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 cold. So, then hot, 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 cold, 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 cold. Oh, suffer, don't suffer. You're human.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, you human. Very human. Oh, everyone, human. They. There's a lot of disrespect to the human. No understanding human. Then so whole earth disrespect. That's why. Because human This bee is massive. Ooh, this is very huge tsunami. It's a really huge one. Huge one coming. Hey. Oh, just come. Very big monster one. You'll see. You'll remember I said. So those humans make us angry. I'm angry. And well, we see no offering. We see no nothing. No offering. Sometime.
From us?
Sometime. Yes, you see, because a lot of people are not really interested. Is that funny?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Yes. A lot of people are not interested. Come sometime. That's why it's so hard for you all to do this all the time. Where's the people? Where? You tell me. Where's the people?
I don't know.
You human? Where's the people?
Where's spirit?
You stop it, cheeky. I asked, where's the people? The people.
They don't come.
Why?
Because they don't believe.
They're greedy.
Yeah, it's been greedy a long time.
Greedy people. A lot of greedy people.
There's a lot of people who want change.
Yes, but they're still greedy. Some, only some, are willing to work from the heart. Change? No heart, no change. Then they get bored. Bored? As if it's a game, Silly humans. So silly. Bored, they go to the next thing. Like, what is it with the humans? these ones. Huh? I come and no one even knows I'm here. When I hear, they ignore. Huh? Huh? It thinks it's a game. That's why they don't take it seriously. So, T. It's very problematic, you know? So what can you do? No. You don't. I just saying. What can you do? Yes, you're right. It's the question. Does this tsunami that is going to come is be very devastating? Devastating. Ooh. Oh, she will come. Whoosh. The fire. Shake. Oh. Two. Is it me? This place, Australia, will have a very big disaster too. It gets so hot. Huh? It's in for a big thing, actually. The India. Ooh. India. All sorts of problems there. It's flood. They, you see, everywhere. Huh? The very strong tsunami. Then Bimbo and the soul. What to do? What to do? You can check first. Let me check first. Let's get a speaker.
What would you like me to check?
You check the message, then if wrong, then she tries to do better.
Okay.
No, I'm trying my best.
Yes, no basa.
Yes. See? It's the morning.
No basa. Who do you know there?
The crown.
The crowns.
It's a warning. See? So I came to give warning. That tsunami. Hot. Cool. It's coming. Hey, come quickly. Tsunami, big. Uh-huh. was devastated. Monster tsunami. So that see if that's why you see all the energy strange today, huh? Very strange. See? Difficult. Ah, shit. It's a shame. This very big disaster coming. It's a very, very big one. Very big one. You see, the people, they don't listen any more to these kind of messages, huh? They want another entertainment. So what you do?
I don't know, what do I do?
You're smart. What do you do?
My hope is that the spirit will guide us.
Ah, what do you think we've been doing? Not guided? What did we do? What have we been doing? Did we not give a message? Big message. Huh? Did we not give big message?
We shared the message.
The Kogi, did they not give message?
They shared the message.
All the ancient people, they not give message?
Yeah.
So, we do plenty. Huh? What human do?
Keep on doing what they're doing.
Some listen, okay? You see them. Some did ceremony, including you, all, okay? It's important to help, you know? But now, there's very big disaster, monster, tsunami. It's a big one. It's a big one. It doesn't feel real what I'm saying. You see, when you come, you say, oh, we said, big one.
There's something for us to do.
Because the spirit, angry, the land, everywhere, the land, being damaged, the people of that land being thrown away from that land. The last of the peoples, The very sacred peoples, the last. Well, when the last gone, then what? When the last thrown off, then what? The Antarctic melting very fast. So then what? Oh, it's all dangerous. Balance very disrupted. So then very monster disaster. No one's seen it before, 'cause the balance never been so gone like this before. True?
I would agree.
Susan, the Naga, they're angry. They protect. The mother's angry.
It's just a few people that control the world.
Yes, we know. We know. So,
save the world and see it destroyed. So beautiful. So many loving people. Many good people. Indigenous people. They hurt inside. Can't do anything. I hurt.
I want to release official statement, okay? First, official statement about the prophecy, okay? I want to release that as a statement.
To who?
To the people who do ceremony, to the Kutumla. This has been checked with divination. If any, the spiritual, deeply spiritual people in leadership, okay, need to tell them there's a big thing coming, alright? A monster tsunami and some other problems will come as well. The hot, hot, hot and extreme cold, extreme hot. Is because the last peoples are being thrown off the land, the what we are saying, we're talking on behalf of, is crazy. There's other things creating imbalance, okay? But this is like very disturbing, because the land being disrupted even more. So actually coming very close to the earth, there's a split. A big split is going to happen in a very important part of the earth. Massive split, Olu. You can check. See, let's see how I describe right. If it's correct, huh?
Yes, no bail bar.
Yeah, massive split. And it's a place in the earth. It was a split, then shake, then tsunami, monster tsunami. But the split. Release. I want you to inform whoever you can that they must do their important prayers. For the earth. See? Okay. And to the mamas. Alright?
Should we lead in that international prayer?
Hard to coordinate. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get everyone hard. More important to let people know, let them do their own checks, okay? We say it's urgent. Official statement from the mother. Mother Water. Oshun Mamaki. That, in fact, my first official statement, maybe my only, okay? Because it's urgent. Whatever the ceremony in their culture, they must do. Very important. To do ceremony, mother, to the mama elements, okay? Who doesn't do it, they will have to live with it. Many won't listen, but we can only warn. All right?
Mm-hmm. Very few people.
So, you let people know. They pay attention or they don't. Okay? We can only, that's what I'm saying. What do we do? All we can do is, we know we're in a place where no one believes, no one listens, okay? Alright? This ends. The end of times is like that, okay? Because people only listen to what is commercial, okay? Commercially approved, alright? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Know what is anciently approved by the spirits. What's commercially approved is not spiritual. Okay? So this is the problem.
Mm.
Okay, I came to bring this message and we'll depart.
Hashem Amor.